This is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Presented by Edmonton Motors.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
It's 3 minutes after 1 o'clock, and coming up this hour, we're going to have, you know what, really looking forward to this. In about 5 minutes or so, we're going to talk to Doug Sauter, very well-known Oklahoma City resident and former coach and very successful with the Blazers in Oklahoma City, and well-known around the hockey world as well, and a true character. The only thing about radio and Doug Sauter is you can't see his mustache, which is the approximate size of Oklahoma, but it might come through the radio. We'll have to wait and see. Terry Jones also this hour had an opportunity to talk to him earlier today. We'll replay that interview. Very, very smart guy and some great insight on a lot of things, including the arena, the Edmonton Oilers blue line, the Ryan Nugent-Hopkins thing. I think you'll be interested in what he has to say. And Danny Gray from Leafs Nation before 2 o'clock today. I love the passion of Edmonton Oilers fans, and it was brought out in the last 48 hours or so. The first hint of a healthy scratch for Ryan Nugent-Hopkins has people heading for the pitchforks. It's incredible. There's a buzz around this. What do you mean he's going to be a healthy scratch? I can't imagine if Tom Rennie said something like, there's a chance we'll send him back to junior. I don't think he's obviously not being healthy scratch tonight, but it could happen in the next few days. But if you listen to Tom Rennie's words, he makes a lot of sense. He's talking about, you know, what you leave as well as what you take away from a game. And that young line has been playing the soft parade for quite some time, and they've been turning over the puck in the neutral zone or just inside the blue line. They're not getting shots off. They're making that, you know, cute play, and that's the kind of thing that drives coaches completely around the bend. So all of those things are items that Tom Rennie has paid attention to and over years has said, you know, we can correct this. One of the ways we can do it is with playing time, ice time, and that's really what he did the other night. So for me, it means that this team, as far as Tom Rennie is concerned, is serious about winning hockey games. It doesn't mean they're going to make the playoffs, but they're going to try to make the playoffs, and W's are important. And you can't be in development mode forever. Since Sam Gagne made this team in the fall of 2007, the Oilers have been at least a little bit about development. And when Coach Rennie stands up and says that his veterans and young players aren't happy about losing the last couple of games because they're winnable, I think that's a good thing. And if Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, who is a brilliant player and is going to have a long, long career, ends up sitting a game, I don't think that we should overreact to that either. If he ends up not playing in the third period, that's something we can deal with too. It's all a maturation. And putting all kinds of pressure on this 18-year-old kid doesn't make any sense at all. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins has already proven right now that he's among the best 18-year-old players on the planet, best teenagers on the planet. He's in the NHL and he's scored 4 goals already. But Tom Rennie's job is to handle this team and to get them better, to have more wins. And that's what he said this season was about in the summertime and in the fall. And I'm just thrilled that he actually followed through. He's playing the kids against the soft parade. They've had great results. Shots at for and against, and he sees a few things he wants to tweak. That's all good. I don't think there's a negative there as far as Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, you know, even as a healthy scratch, I think we would probably live through it. The Oilers play host to an original six team today, the New York Rangers. I don't know if Slats is in town. There's a lot of good fishing nearby, and that usually takes precedence, but I did talk to Terry Jones, and we'll have a portion of his interview talking about Glenn Sather, and it's an interesting little item that Terry had that he tweeted out earlier in the week, and I hope you stay tuned for that. The Rangers have a great goaltender, an emerging defense, some big-name free agent signings that are playing well. Gabrick is playing well. Richards has been excellent. This is going to be a tough fight for the Oilers tonight. I'm thinking Habibulin, by the way, is starting. I don't know if you've heard that or not, but Nikolai Habibulin is starting. Sam Gagne will draw into the lineup. I think he'll have to have some jump early on in the game, because if he doesn't, he's going to be on the bench. They don't have... you know, they don't have a lot of time. If you're not gonna play well and have early jump, Sam Gagne coming off an injury, I think his time would be limited. And we talked to Jason Gregor at the top of last hour, and he agreed with that. He felt that the minutes might be somewhat limited. The lineup goes like this tonight: Nugent-Hopkins between Hall and Eberle, Horkoff centering Smith and Jones, and Pajarvi and Gagne, the wingers, on the Belanger 3 line, with Lander and centering Eager and Petrell on the 4th line. The pairings tonight, I like these: Whitney with Potter, Smith Reed with Gilbert and Barker with Sutton. That should be a very, very good game. So look forward to it. A tough match for the Oilers. The New York Rangers, excellent hockey team, but they're loaded for bear. The Edmonton Oilers, you can tell. Just by the way things are going right now, Tom Rennie is talking about winning games, and they lost two that were winnable. The veterans are grumpy. I think he's going to come out, and this team is going to be pretty exciting to watch after a couple of what we could call clinkers earlier in the week. Joined now by Doug Sutter, one of the very interesting people in hockey, and we're delighted that he took time off from watching a little bit of football on a Saturday afternoon to join us. Doug, thanks for coming on this afternoon.
Well, you're more than welcome. It's always nice to talk to everyone back home in Canada, and we're having a beautiful fall day, and of course, in Oklahoma, if you're not a football fan, then you don't have a pulse, I guess. But last night, I have been doing the color for the Edmonton's Farm Club with the OKC Barons, Oklahoma City Barons, and yep. They won another game last night. They've won four in a row. Won 4-1 last night, and a very good game played against Detroit's Farm Club, the Grand Rapids Griffins.
We know that the Cornet kid is off to a hot start. He scored a couple of goals. Pitlick has been hitting everything in sight. Hardik Kanin looks like a good player. We can read that from the box score. Anybody from that Oklahoma City Barons team impress you last night and really made you stand up and notice them?
Well, I think there's a couple of guys. Petrie just came back down.
Yep.
And, you know, I coached at the so-called AAA level or the American League level several years ago, and you always had trouble when you had players come back because they're, you know, feeling sorry for themselves and wasn't their fault. They never got to play with another good player, et cetera, all the excuses. And last night, Petrie came back, and I give him third star of the game. He played extremely well and moving the puck and jumping up with the play. And Coach Todd Nelson and his coaching staff here, I think, doing a great job for Edmonton. There's a couple other players that are coming on a little bit. Vandevelde, who you saw a little bit last fall, has become a very good penalty killer and two-way player. Brulé scored a real nice goal, the first goal of the game last night on a power play, but an NHL shot right in the top-hand corner. And on defense, Colin Tubert, I think, will play in Edmonton someday. Alex Plante is another guy that last night played very well. He's a big physical guy. And Pitlick, who I really like, he made a great body check on a Grand Rapids player, and their tough guy went after Pitlick, and Plante met him at center ice and won the decision in a little fisticuffs, and those are the fisticuffs you like to see, in that a big player is looking after a young rookie player that you know, is being chased by a guy that his job is to be the tough guy. So Hunt and Tuber both, I thought, played very well, and Tubert's really playing well.
Now, and you have, your words have weight as far as that's concerned, because you won a couple of championships with the Blazers in Oklahoma City. Is this the kind of team that has we look at the Oilers AHL team mostly as a team for call-ups, but last year they had a nice little playoff run. If they stay intact, is this a team you could see going pretty deep into the playoffs in the AHL this year?
Well, I sure do. They've got a few extra guys out right now, too, and they've got some depth that if there is call-ups, of course, you know, things could happen that way. And they've got the young forward that they sent down to Stockton. It slips me. Is it
Martindale?
Martindale?
Yeah, Martindale.
And, you know, he looks like he can play. It's better for him to play 20 minutes down there than play 15 or 10 minutes up here on a fourth line sort of thing. But Jan Dunne, the goaltender, last three games he's only allowed two goals, and he really looks cool. Looks like, a good goaltender that could win a championship at the American League level. I haven't seen the other goaltender play yet, but they've got a pretty good 1-2 punch, I understand, with their two goaltenders. So this is a team with the forwards they have, Green and Keller, two real strong guys, and Helmer on defense. They've put together a nice team, and it's been enjoyable watching early in the season here.
Are you doing more color with Jim Byers this year?
Yes, I'm doing the color. My mother told me a long time ago I had a face made for radio. So I'm busy. I just do the home games. I don't travel, but I might travel a little bit. And Jim Byers does an excellent job for the organization. And the Barons are not drawing what they really want to draw right now, but it's right in the heart of football season down here, where you have probably 100,000 people at a high school football game on a Friday night. So they're trying to get their share, and of course we're the only game in town with the NBA team being locked out right now.
Yeah, for sure. Now, are you what else are you up to down there in Oklahoma City?
Well, I'm up to about 5'11", but I work for Mr. Bob Funk, whose son runs Prodigal Sports, that is a partner with Edmonton, and Mr. Funk is a large rancher here. He's the biggest breeder of Angus cattle in North America. And we have Clydesdale horses that we show nationally. In fact, the World Show is on as we speak. And last night, our manager here drove our six-horse hitch to the open championship of the six-horse competition.
Cool.
We've got that on the go, and also with Prodigal, we have a sports agency. We have 21 bull riders that are under contract. We work as an agency, Express Sports Agency, and the top five bull riders for the PBR, which the finals are next weekend starting in Las Vegas, are bull riders that are all under our umbrella.
Excellent, excellent. That's a pretty good place for a guy from Fairlight, Saskatchewan to land, I'd say, eh?
Well, we know we're going to get a little bit of snow, but I don't think it's going to be for a while. But we've had a tough year farming-wise here. The drought has been really tough. I just bought some bales of hay for my own personal horses, and last year I paid $35 for a round bale, and this year it was $80.
Wow. That hurts.
So you got to love your horses.
Yeah. Absolutely. One final one. I didn't know this until I was doing a little bit of preparation for our time together here today. The other night, I think it was last night, Wheat Kings coach Corey Clouston matched wits against his brother Sean, who coaches Medicine Hat. And
right.
That's happened one time previously in WHL history, and you were there.
Yes. When I was coaching the Calgary Wranglers, my brother Mike coached Lethbridge, and I don't think he ever beat me. In fact, he quit coaching, but I forced him into retirement. But my hometown's got about 30 people in it. It's called Fairlight, Saskatchewan, and I purchased a pewter mug, the kind you get when you're a best man at a guy's wedding with the clear bottom.
Right.
And I wrote Fairlight Cup engraved on it. We played for it, and that $11.99 cup got a lot of air time and a lot of print time when Lethbridge and Calgary played each other. So it was always enjoyable, and I don't think I ever lost to my brother. And he's now retired, but he's a former pro player. He played here, actually, in Oklahoma City back in the early 70s. And his son, Hardy, is now coaching the Idaho Steelheads in the East Coast League.
Oh, interesting. Okay. It all comes around. It's kind of the family business, eh?
Well, we're, there's only one road out of Fairlight, and that was hockey or athletics, and we all jumped on the train that got us out of town. And hockey's been very good to me over the years, and I remember playing in the old Edmonton Gardens against the Wheat Kings, or the Oil Kings, pardon me, and a lot of great memories of playing hockey in Edmonton when I was not only a player, but later when I was a coach.
Doug, thanks so much for this. We appreciate it very much.
All right. Well, good luck, and go Oilers, and The first guy I'd have probably fired if I'd have been running things was the timekeeper the other night when you get
heard
on with 1 second left or whatever. That guy's got to have a little better finger.
Doug, thanks again. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
That's Doug Sutter, and you know what a delight! His mustache—you can tell he's got a great big bushy mustache, and he's such a character. And that was a great time. I really enjoyed that, and our thanks to him for giving us some great insight into those Oklahoma City Barons. See how he ripped off all those names and gave us some good updates on them. Pitlick apparently was hitting everything in sight, and I didn't know about Plante coming to his rescue, but that was an interesting portion of that interview too. So we thank him very much. It's 1:19. Terry Jones on the way. This is Nation Radio, presented by Edmonton Motors.